USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Justice Department wants to continue to work in secrecy. Merrick Garland asked a federal judge late Tuesday to refuse former President Trump's request for a special master to review the evidence the FBI seized from his Mar-a-Lago home, citing national security concerns. As people continue to die and the Mexican cartels gain wealth beyond imagination, the southern border of the United States has been in crisis mode for years. The strain on our power grid, the sudden death of the youth in this country, thinking one pill won't hurt them, is like a bad rerun. Texas Congressman Republican Troy Nels on Fox News calls out the Democrats and President Biden's Alejandro Mayorkas.
Because Mayorkas is nothing but a liar. He looks at the camera and tells the American people the southern border is closed. It's not closed. He's a liar, and we need to get him out of there.
USA Radio News.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You're not required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief hotline now. Call 800-950-0099. 800-950-0099. That's 800-950-0099.
91-year-old Mikhail Gorbachev, the last leader of the Soviet Union, has died. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz told reporters Gorbachev died at a time when many of his achievements have been destroyed, referring to Putin's invasion of its neighbor. Let's get an update from the monsoon damage in Mississippi.
Some 180,000 residents in and around Jackson, Mississippi have little or no sanitary water for the foreseeable future after the city's primary water treatment plant failed. Governor Tate Reeves announced Tuesday that, quote, until it's fixed, we do not have reliable running water at scale, unquote. Governor Reeves activated the National Guard and declared a state of emergency, according to a Time magazine report. Recent flooding, operational failures, understaffing at the treatment plant, and decades-long infrastructure decay have culminated in an indefinite failure in the supply of safe tap water to customers.
That's Katie Lewis reporting, and we are USA Radio News.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
NASA has already scrubbed Friday's launch for its moon rocket Artemis 1. The space agency will make another attempt to launch the giant rocket Saturday on a test flight to send an unpiloted Orion crew capsule around the moon and back. Grounded Monday by mechanical troubles, managers said Tuesday engineers have come up with a workaround. That will set the stage for blastoff of the Artemis 1 mission at 2:17 p.m. on Saturday. The state of Florida is suing the Biden administration because of what is happening at the border under their watch. America's sovereignty was lost day one under Democrat President Biden's open border policy. Ashley Moody on Fox News is the Florida Attorney General.
These policies that are encouraging this incredible surge into our country is also putting Americans and migrants more at risk. You know, I saw when Secretary Mayorkas testified before Congress the blatant mistruths. He was making false statements, and we came out and we said, hey, I know you said you are effectively managing the border, and I know you say that your policies aren't contributing to this, but you know what? We have a document that says completely the opposite. And you saw yesterday when the White House press secretary came out and said, people aren't just walking in. That's not happening. I mean, I felt compelled to share this. It absolutely is happening. And it's not just slightly increasing. These are numbers that are historic. We've never seen anything like this.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.